when Google recommends Google.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Gura with the Marketplace Midday Update. Google is under the spotlight today in Europe. Lawmakers in the European Parliament voted overwhelmingly to recommend antitrust regulators crack down on Google and other search engines, suggesting they could be broken up into smaller, separate units. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
Today's vote has been spearheaded by Spanish lawmaker Ramon Tremosa, not because he dislikes Google.
We like Google. We use Google. I use everyday Google in my iPhone.
But he complains Google has a 95% share of the search engine market in Europe, and it's unfair when links to its own products and services come top in its own search results.
Google has the right to have commercial services, but not under a monopoly situation.
Today's vote is non-binding. It won't force Google to unbundle. But lawyer Kevin Poulter says it's aimed at the European Commission, which, after 4 years, is still carrying out an antitrust probe into the company.
What the Parliament's trying to do is to apply that little bit more pressure to the Commission. The European Parliament is starting to swing their weight around and say, we want some action taken.
Google says it's made 3 offers to the Commission to remedy the situation, but all have been rejected. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The 12 members of the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, better known as OPEC, are meeting today in Vienna. The backdrop is falling oil prices. They've fallen by a third since June, and today they hit 4-year lows. OPEC has the power to limit or increase production to adjust its target of 30 million barrels a day to bring prices up or down. Jamie Webster is Senior Director for Oil Markets at IHS, and he's in Vienna for today's meeting. How you doing, Jamie?
Not bad.
What are these guys trying to hammer out there in Vienna?
So OPEC is meeting as a, you know, this is their regular meeting, but you're in a much different environment than you've been in the last couple of years where prices are so much lower. So they're really trying to decide, should we cut, how much should we cut, or should we just roll it over the 30 million barrel a day target they've had for the last couple of years and just kind of see, you know, is the market going to kind of level itself without any outside action?
Well, help me understand that target. I understand it's a 30 million barrel a day target, but these countries have been exceeding that.
Yeah, so the total production has been above that 30 million barrel a day target pretty much since they put that target in, which isn't that unusual. But this one is a little bit tougher because it's a organization-wide target, and you've got 12 countries in there. So there isn't anything that indicates what country should be producing what. So you can't tell who is overproducing.
Where is the tension here? How contentious a debate is this, do you think?
There's definitely a wing that seems to believe, you know, we'll just let markets kind of do their own thing. We can handle lower prices. And that's certainly something that I would say Saudi Arabia is communicating. And then others, like Venezuela, is in a much worse position. Their social spending is such that they were in trouble even when prices were at $105, $110. So now they're, you know, really suffering with this lower prices. And they are definitely wanting some sort of action, and they want it sooner rather than later.
Jamie Webster is Senior Director for Oil Markets at IHS. We reached him on the phone from Vienna, where OPEC is meeting. Jamie, thanks very much.
Certainly, David.
Tennessee is about to become the first state in the country to pay for every student to go to community college. Well, turns out the offer is about marketing as much as it's about money. Thousands of the students who applied last month for the state's program qualified for federal scholarships that would cover their tuition. They just didn't realize it. Emily Siner from WPLN in Nashville filed this report.
Here's a refrigerator magnet for you.
And a small swarm of teenagers and parents are lining up in front of Sydney Simpson, who's with the Volunteer State Community College Office of Admissions.
And if you want to have a seat right there, they'll get going in a tour just in a second.
After the tour, the high school seniors grab seats in the library's computer lab. Staff members are guiding them through the Tennessee Promise application, and everyone there said something similar to this.
I mean, why not? It's free, you know? And college is not cheap.
I mean, who doesn't like free?
That's Aaron Drexler, a homeschooled high school senior, and Helen Bird, a parent who's sitting nearby. And they're not the only ones who feel this way. Nearly every high school senior in the state has applied. Now, many of those students won't actually attend community college next fall. Some will decide to go to a 4-year school instead or not go to college at all. But Mike Krause, the program's executive director, says this is still big.
I've been in Tennessee government now for 8 years, and in higher education specifically. I have never seen this level of conversation around going to college.
Here's how Tennessee Promise works. Students have to first apply for federal financial aid, and the state just pays whatever tuition is left over. The kicker is, Tennessee is expecting that about half of these kids will get their tuition covered by federal grants, not by the state at all. That means they could have gone to college for free even without Tennessee Promise. But Kraus says a lot of them just didn't realize these grants were available.
They say, I can't afford college, and they shrug. Tennessee Promise, so far, I think the most powerful effect has been to change that conversation.
In other words, Tennessee Promise is an experiment in college marketing as much as funding. And other cities and states are watching to see how successful the program will be. Back at Volunteer State, high school senior Madison Cohn is signing the final paperwork for her Tennessee Promise application.
Because I'm all about saving money.
Cohn's mother had to take out student loans to get through college. For the two of them, free is a message they really want to hear. In Nashville, I'm Emily Siner for Marketplace.
Finally, it seems more celebrities want to moonlight as venture capitalists. New York Knicks forward Carmelo Anthony runs Mellow 7 Tech Partners. And Justin Bieber has invested at least $500,000 in a selfie app called Shots. Well, the Biebs' investment may pay off. There are reports Twitter is interested in buying the app. Reports fueled by a cryptic tweet Twitter's CFO accidentally sent, thinking it was a direct message. In New York, I'm David Gura with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.